Hello, my name is Xavier Mercado, and this is Spearhead Conversations. Today, I'm joined by special guest, Randala.
What it do?
Oh, my friend.
We're live and direct from the Wave Factory, real special edition.
Hey, well, a picture has a thousand meanings, and this gentleman in front of me has created a realm of greatness.
Big waves.
Big waves. Through these pictures, through me following him, the heights he's reached has really set the bar pretty high. Photography with Giannis, Dame, Lil Wayne, Travis Scott. We got Baby on the wall. It doesn't stop.
Legends only.
Hey, well, we through connections, we reached out and he agreed. And he's here today. So without further ado, how are you doing?
I'm great. I am blessed. I am happy to be in the building.
Hey, so, man.
We're here.
What's life been like, man? You travel a lot. I be seeing that.
I do. It's fun. That's one of my favorite parts of my job.
Yeah?
Just seeing the new scenery, catching the vibe.
Where were you just at? Because you were just out of town recently.
I was supposed to go to Orlando this last month, but it got canceled for the fog.
Oh, okay, got you.
But I go to Atlanta a lot. I go to LA a lot, and I'm overdue for an LA trip for sure.
I just got back from LA.
I seen that. I'm jealous.
Yeah, man. I was in South Pasadena. Then we went out to see our boy Brandon Champ. But it was a great time. You know, LA.
It's always a good time.
Always a great time. Well, you know, I'm a fan, and we're gonna ask these questions.
I appreciate it.
So you ready?
Let's get it.
All right, let's jump into it. Where were you born?
Sheboygan.
Sheboygan in the house.
It's random as hell.
Dog said Sheboygan.
But I moved to Milwaukee like when I was like one.
There you go.
So
okay. And then how was your childhood?
It was beautiful. Single mom. Mm-hmm. She did the best she could do and it was fire. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't ask for a better one.
Yeah, what hobbies were you into?
Man, I played soccer and baseball.
Soccer and baseball. What position? Baseball.
Shortstop and like left field.
My boy was out here, Jeter. Yeah, actually, that's what I played.
Don't copy me.
Shortstop and left field. Dog. Well, they had me in right first, and then they put me in left.
They seen what you had to do. You know, you had to earn that. You know what I mean? You were catching.
What elementary you went to? Come on, let's dig deep.
So I grew up in Menominee Falls.
Okay.
So I went to Riverside Elementary. Shouts out the gang.
Okay.
And then Menominee Falls is weird. They had a middle school and a junior high school. So I did 6th and 7th grade at a middle school. Mm-hmm. And then they knocked that building down, RIP. And then they had a junior high school. I just had 8th grade there. And
okay.
Then we went to the high school.
What's your earliest memory of you tapping into a creative side of yourself?
Man, I don't even know where it started, but I love shoes.
Yeah.
So like when I was in art class, I would draw shoes. I actually had like a clay shoe that was on display in the Menominee Falls Library for a little bit.
Okay.
Going crazy.
Dude said he's like, this was my debut, you know?
We had to.
The formations came together.
Yeah, for sure.
What were things while you were, you know, upcoming and that really captured your attention as far as like creativity and all that?
Style, like I used to come home in elementary school and I would watch BET Rap City.
Okay.
So like I would see like Lil Wayne and Pharrell back in like, you know,
yeah,
their era.
Neptunes.
Where they rocking the Bape and stuff. So I really was just interested in like cool colored clothes and style and all that stuff way back early, like real early. So that was a Pharrell big influence on the stuff I do and whatnot.
All right. And
I base my logo off him too.
I see, man. I see. We going crazy. I got my shirt on.
Jeez, this unreleased.
It's unreleased.
It's gonna come. I've been telling people forever, but one of these days, I can't let them know the info.
Yeah, well, just make sure I get mine.
Oh, I'll put you on the list.
Well, there you go. When did photography come into play for you?
Man, like 2017, 2018. Like I took a digital imaging class like my junior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I was playing around with the camera, but I never took it serious or anything. And then like when Instagram and stuff, like I would see people's shoes, like back to shoes again. I would see all these cool pictures, and I just wanted cool pictures of my shoes. So yeah. I started like trying to, you know, and I figured it out. And then I just started like, oh, this camera stuff's kind of fire.
Hey.
And you know, then it started being friends and artists and traveling.
Well, you in school, was that your career path you thought you were gonna take out of high school or
not at all?
When
I was going to UWM for business. And then like the hobby turned more serious and I started getting actually like booked and busy and I just like ended up stopping going to school. Like,
man,
it took over like that. I couldn't even like, and at the time it's pre-COVID, so they didn't offer a lot of online classes for my major. So I didn't really have a choice. It's either follow your dreams or just whatever, finish this. And I'm just, you know, you can finish that later. We got to catch these dreams. Yeah. You know, that's how it went.
What drew you to photography? What do you think was like that moment that drew you into saying, hey, I'm going to do this?
When it came to capturing like real feelings from my friends and like emotions, because anybody could take a picture, but when you catch the real moment, it's like, it's timeless, you know?
Yeah.
So that's really changed. And I used to work at Foot Action at Mayfair before they closed. And I was just sitting there with my boss, shouts out Karan. And I was just like, man, like, I wonder if I should do this photo thing for real. Like, you think, you know, it's like an interesting path, but like, you said, why not just try it?
Yeah.
And that's how I went.
What inspired the name Randala?
I actually got that when I worked at Foot Locker.
For real?
We were bored.
Were you at Southridge?
When I worked there, I was stubborn. I never went over there, even if they asked for help.
For real?
I worked at Mayfair.
Mayfair, okay, got you.
So it was a slow night, and we were just making name tags. And I was like, man, we should make, like, whatever I can think of with my name as a name tag, you know? And Randala came up as one, you know, because we had the cashier and, like, my manager, Josh.
Yeah.
And it just stuck. They started calling me that there. And that was pre-pictures and everything. And then fast forward, I did this show down in Atlanta, and the comedian Nav Green was on the show. And he's just talking comedian stuff, and he's like, that's Randala, he get all the money shots. Okay. And I'm like, whoa, like that kind of like took me back, because I ain't even think of it like that. That's fire.
Yeah, you know?
Money shots.
Well, when you first started off as Randala, how like was it hard to get the name to stick, or people just...
No, because I started shooting like music videos.
Okay.
So shouts out to MT Twins. We were in Miami one day, and Dex was on his live, and I'm in the background. He's like, Randala, you know, we shooting shit like Randala. Stuck instantly. That was it.
Yeah.
Was like, oh, yeah, that's the one. It was in all my videos. Still is.
Yeah. Well, what type of photography would you say you specialize in?
Lifestyle. Like, I wouldn't say, like, editorial fashion or anything, but I just like the culture. So, like, the artist, the shoes, like the jewelry, like the real vibes, like the concerts. It's more just, it's not about the show. It's just about like after, you know, like the day and the life.
Moment. Yeah, it's the moments.
For sure.
Walk us through your creative process when taking these pictures.
I don't know. I can't even. It's just like I just see moments and I give them. Like, it's not really like a process to it. Like, it's a lot of trial and error. Like, I learned everything I know about the photo stuff and the video stuff. Majority, like, photo-wise on YouTube. I never went to school for that or anything. And then just, like, video-wise, it's just more, like, paying attention to the people around you. Just seeing how they do stuff, you know?
Yeah. What barriers did you face when you first started out as a photographer?
Man, when I first started, it was, like, you don't realize that, like, the work isn't going to come to you. You know, when I first did it, like, I decided, you know, I'm going to do this full time. You know, let's get it. Like, here, I take pictures.
Yeah.
And it's like, who cares? You know? So there's a lot of hustle that goes into it. So that was like a eye-opener for sure.
Got you.
And then, like, I don't know, just getting, I think networking. You got to learn how to network.
Yeah.
To be successful in any job,
Entertainment, especially entertainment, man. Right.
For sure.
Jeez, that's how I stumbled upon you. Shout out to Corey.
Shout out Corey Piper.
He was like, hey, you need to interview my guy, Randala. He's like, he rolls with the crew. And I'm just like, all right. Then I looked up your page. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, damn. Well, as a photographer, you know, with these shots you're getting, what's your preferred equipment that you use?
I'm a Canon guy.
You're a Canon?
Team Canon.
Team Canon.
For sure.
Not for Nick sure. Cannon.
He cool, but I mean, I never met Brody yet, so I can't hear him. Yeah.
Man, well, do you remember your first gig as a photographer and like those emotions you were going through when you were in that?
Yeah, like I remember my first photo shoot. I definitely have had like super crazy nervous moments because there's certain things that like in your head, it's like, you know, it's like you're not going to be able to do this again. So you better make sure you get them shots because it's like you can't redo it. Especially with the artists and stuff, like,
yeah,
it's a one and done. But my first photo shoot was, like, it's a dad and his two daughters at the beach, and it was, like, a cloudy day, and they wore gray, so I'm just like, man, like, you know, it was cool, though. I felt really cool, for sure. And then I remember the first time I shot an artist, that was, like, a turning point in my head. Like, I was like, man, like, this is actually fire. It's my first time shooting in a nightclub and first time shooting an artist. And from that night forward, I was like, this is what I want to do for real. And I stuck with it for real.
Yeah. Well, you know, photography is taking you places.
Mm-hmm.
What places have you visited?
Man,
around the world, because gosh, man.
I've been blessed to be able to travel, like, for work around the world. I've been to Dubai, London, Tokyo, well, Japan, Paris. I've been to Morocco. I've been to places I would have never expected to even go or dream of.
And yeah.
Just to be able to do that, like, and get paid to do it, that's a whole another thing. It's like, whoa, like,
yeah,
it's legendary. It's a blessing for sure.
What are highlights? Well, I mean, like, you think about that, man. You traveling, bro. You getting to see the
world. I've had moments. Like, when I was in Tulum,
yeah,
I'm riding down the street on an ATV. I'm shooting deer, and I'm telling her, like, it's crazy, like, this is my job. Like, oh, this is like, I could cry right now. This shit is fire. Like, you know, it's just, so it happens sometimes for sure. You just gotta, like, one thing I had to learn with the traveling is to, like, live in the moment. Philly will tell you that. Shout out Philly. Like,
shout out Philly.
Like,
shout out my boy.
It gets hectic, but, like, if you, like, I really had to learn to live in the moment because these are really, like, truly blessings, and, like, you can't let little stuff get to you when you're moving around.
Yeah,
for sure.
What are highlights or milestones that stand out for you in this journey of photography?
The first time I shot Future, that was a big one because that was my favorite artist ever. And I remember the first time I shot him, I was standing, like, on a rail, like, in between sections of the concert just to get higher than the crowd to do it. And I remember just being, like, over the moon about it.
This is insane. And then
fast forward a couple of years, I went to dinner with him and got, like, to shoot a dinner, like, with his family.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm walking in the room with him and it was just like, this is a full circle moment. I'm like, this is crazy. But, like, it's a lot of times now that, like, I don't think about, like I wish this would have happened 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 6 years ago, and it's happening. And, you know, it's like, I don't know. You just got to take it in sometimes.
Well, photography is a representation of you.
Right.
Why do you feel it represents you?
Because I have creative freedom. Like, no one, like, yeah, I work with clients and I get told what to do, but at the end of the day, like, my art's my art and, like, it's my own thing. So, like, I just like being able to express myself without caring about anyone else. Like, honestly, my mom don't care. I don't, you know. I don't care who else cares if it's not her. You feel me? So we're good. You know, I just like the creative freedom.
Well, you doing so much. Like, you do multiple projects at a time. How do you manage your time to stay organized while juggling all, like, the type of projects you do? More than one.
I make a lot of lists, and I don't, like, I really don't be doing anything besides, like, being in the studio and going home and editing. Like, I don't be out here like that. Like, I just really take advantage of, like, my downtime to just get organized, for sure.
Well, as a photographer, who are some influences of yours while you were, you know, you building your brand, building Rand Dollar?
Future's photographer, The Shooter. Mm-hmm. I always look like his lifestyle pictures are so crazy. And like, yeah. I always like, it would just be a picture. Like, there's this one that stands out. It's like Future in a mink coat. And you just see his, it's like from his shoulder to his wrist.
Yeah.
And it's just the watch looks so crazy. And like, I used to look at his stuff like, wow. So it's like, he was a big influence on like how I like to shoot the artist details and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I don't know. There's just like, there's so many little random things I see that I'm just like, that's hard, you know?
Yeah.
But he's a big one.
Well, let's talk about artists. I mean, you've, man, it's crazy. When I realized how many people you've been in the room with, you've got up close lifestyle. I mean, even if we look through this center shot, you know what I mean? On the wall, you got a little Uzi, you got Future, you got, you know, Migos in there. You have Dirk, you have Baby, like, bro.
If I haven't, I should write down everyone I've worked with on the list one day and just see.
Man, well, look, besides the ones I just threw out, who are some?
I've worked with everybody.
Everybody.
So,
yeah.
My favorite people that I've worked with, Free Young Thug off top until it's backwards. Free the whole YSL until it's backwards. He's my favorite artist besides Future.
Yeah.
I got to skate with Lil Wayne. That was legendary.
Nice, bro. Are you serious?
It's crazy. Like, literally, Sam. He came up and introduced himself to me. He said, "My name's Tunchi. Nice to meet you." And then he gets to just talking to us about the Bucks and just about all type of random stuff. He asking me just random skate stuff. Like, you regular or goofy? Like,
yeah.
Can you, like, it was just weird. But because it's like, while I'm talking to him,
that's an icon, bro.
Yeah, I'm talking to him regular, but my whole mind is like, oh, Lil Wayne is like, I'm talking to Lil Wayne right now. You know,
yeah.
It was lit for sure. I had a real good working relationship with T.I. I've got to work on a lot of videos, a lot of projects behind the scenes with him. Like, he's super humble, super cool dude in person, which is crazy because, like, I used to listen to all his stuff growing up, and I used to watch the stuff of, like, his shows and his movie, like, ATL. And, like, the first time I actually shot T.I. was outside Cascade, like, there where ATL was filmed. So,
yeah.
I posted a picture. I think it's my most liked picture on Instagram to this day.
Oh, wow.
For sure. Because everybody thought there was, like, another ATL coming out.
For real.
Everyone's like, oh, look at this. Look, he's there again. He's back. He got the jewelry on, you know? But it's dope.
Man. Well, you just did a photo shoot for Dame.
Yep.
How did that go?
Shout out Shake, I've been working a lot with Adidas lately, like this year more than any. But I had an Adidas Kohl/Dame event where he came and like we did some Boys and Girls Club stuff with him and I got to shoot him one-on-one for a little bit. And then we just had his sunglasses release at the store Sneaks. So we had the Oakley team come out there and had a nice little event too. It was dope.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a lot more coming from Dame in the future, for sure.
For sure, man. How about Giannis? How was that experience?
I love Giannis.
Yeah?
He's like, he's so cool. Like, his whole family's cool. Shout out Alex. Like, me and Alex go back a few years. We've been friends for a while. So, like, he's the one that introduced me to him. We shot a couple YouTube videos, and, like, we clicked. And, like, shout out Nick. He shoots all the content for Giannis and the family. And, like, Nick does crazy work. Like, he's the guy, so...
Man, well, those are feats, man. Like I said, you set the bar pretty high, man. Who have been mentors for you along this journey?
Start with Philly. Yeah. I learned a lot of stuff from Philly when it comes to like how to talk business with people, how to like address issues, how to like even lighting. Like, I learned a lot just watching him work.
Yeah.
And you know, he never sent me off really. So that's a big one for sure.
Got you.
I don't know. I just like to watch in the shadows more than like you know, ask for.
You're a stuff. Visual. You're yeah. a visual learner. Yeah.
Like, I'll look on Instagram, YouTube, and just like peep stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're doing a great job, bro. These pictures. I know I'm gonna have to have you do a shoot.
I found Cam Kirk.
Cam Kirk.
Cam Kirk inspires me. Have you heard of him?
No.
He's an Atlanta-based photographer. He's got one of the best studios I've ever shot and been in, and like. Everything he does is just inspiring. Like, he's He's fire. He's a Nike sponsored photographer.
Okay,
like, that's crazy to me.
Dude said Nike, like, bro.
Sheesh. You see the feet? Hey Nike, you see my feet, don't you? Putting on now.
There you go. Well, you know, you're from Milwaukee, you know, and how do you feel Milwaukee has attributed to your success?
Man, it taught me that you got to go get it. Like, there's not a, like, it taught me, like, not to, I don't know, people always assume Milwaukee doesn't have anything going on. So, you know, it taught me you got to put on for your hometown, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
It's like putting the city on your back, bro.
For sure. Every time, where is Milwaukee? Like, even, what you mean, where is Milwaukee? Where is Atlanta? You know?
Yeah. So,
that's how I feel. But,
yeah. How do you stay motivated and driven through, like, post-production, like editing? Because, you know, I thank God I got an editor, you know, shout out to Van Pluco.
Jeez.
But
I need an editor bad. If anyone wants to learn how to edit,
let me know.
I got you. You know, we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
But I stay, I don't know. It's just like I'm a morning person, so I get the most work done in the morning.
Gotcha.
I'm not like a night person. It's weird if I'm a night person. There's occasionally nights where I get locked in and I'm like, I'm editing till 2 a.m, but yeah. I'm usually the type wake up at 7 and just edit for the whole morning and then start the day.
Gotcha.
I like coffee.
Hey, he likes so Folgers in the morning, bro.
Fresh coffee, edits, podcasts. Yeah. We're good to go.
What's a dream job for you? A place that or person you would like to cover that you haven't yet?
Dream, like, I always thought that, like, being a day-in-the-life photographer for, like, a famous person would be dope if I could relate to him on a certain level.
Yeah.
So, like, I always thought, like, you know, moving and it just has to be the right person. I feel like as I get older, it's, like, less exciting for me right now to, like, want to do that. Like, I don't, you know, but it just has to be the right person. Someone I haven't worked with that I want to work with. The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
I love The Weeknd. I want to shoot him so bad. He's so
that
cold.
Sounded so wrong, but sounds so
yeah,
right.
Man, I want to, yeah, he, we need, I got you. I'm like, I got to, just trust me. When the opportunity comes, I'm getting them together.
Yeah.
Nasty.
That's right. Well, you know, through the photography you do, because you do all types of, like, we were here yesterday. We saw your little photo shoot for, know, clothing.
Shouts out Icon.
Okay.
I do a lot of work. Like, I do a lot of boutique style shoots. So, like, nice merch and stuff. I like that type of, you know, the lifestyle clothes, like I just said earlier. Yeah. So, I work with Icon and Enzo a lot. And Hype Boys with the Toys, that's major, too. Like, those are all my people. And we're locked in hard.
How do you approach your clients to understand their vision and execute that vision they have?
So sometimes, like, it depends on the client, honestly. So some people, like, they trust your vision. They don't want, like, they don't want to think about that stuff. They just want you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I got you. But, for example, shout out my guy Hype Boys. He's, like, full in creative direction. Like, we butt heads all the time. Like, bro, this isn't going to look good at all. Bro, yes, it is. Trust me. And it just goes back and forth like that. So,
yeah.
Like, and honestly, I appreciate that a lot because, like, sometimes, like, those weird things that, you know, in his head end up being crazy. So, yeah. I like that sometimes. But, you know, some days it's not fun either.
Yeah, I guess.
For either one of us.
You got any certain projects right now that you messing with? Anything coming out? Yeah.
There's a store called Moda 3. I'm about to shoot their 20-year anniversary.
Oh, damn.
Like a little mini doc. I'm excited to do that.
Let's go.
Going crazy.
Going crazy.
So I'm about to meet up with them and just talk details coming up. But we've been talking about it for a couple months.
Man.
So 20 years is crazy.
20 years is crazy. Yeah, I mean, aren't they over by Broadway?
Yep, they're on Buffalo Boys.
Buffalo, yeah.
Buffalo Boys.
That's where 414 clothing is.
Third Ward.
That's usually, you know, I be wearing them. Can't be.
I like that shirt you got.
I love this shirt, too. But we But it's the 414 up in here too.
Yeah, fair enough.
The turn up is real. You know, you as this journey goes forth, you're creating this name for yourself. What do you hope to leave as a legacy when it's all said and done?
I just hope to inspire and motivate the young ones out here to just, that you don't got to do anything crazy to, like, be successful.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, I just hope, like, I leave an impact. You know, I just, you know, I want people to look at what I've done and be like, wow, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. You know? And just, like, you know, just inspired.
Where do you see yourself in the next 5?
I want to get, like, another, I don't know. I don't want to do the photo stuff forever. I want to become like a Cam Kirk, like I mentioned earlier, yeah. Where it's like, I'm a photo person, but I'm more of a mentor. I got this this wave factory going on, and I have all these young shooters. I'm teaching stuff. I'm hosting classes. I'm doing, you know, more community work with the brand and, like, stuff like that. Like, I've been working with this nonprofit called J Academy.
Okay.
And we've been doing some dope community work with them, and it's just fun to do, and it, like, feels good, you know, at the end of the day.
Well, let's talk about them, man.
Yeah. So J Academy is kind of coinciding with my Adidas work. Mm-hmm. It's my guy, Shake. He does a lot of community work, and I've just been locked in with him, getting heavily involved, you know?
Yeah.
So we just did a giveaway. Well, we, for Valentine's Day, he wanted to give a woman a special day. So I ended up going to Mayfair and, like, pulling up on this girl with the camera and, like, telling her, like, this is the start of a special day. And, like, we gave her a shopping spree, and then she got her hair done and her makeup done.
Damn.
And then she, like, came to this nice dinner, and all her friends and family were there to surprise her. And it's just, like, gave her an award for just being, like, a good person and being so community involved. And, like, just seeing, like, how she, you know, just seeing the reactions for that. He did another one where he gave away 1,000 backpacks. Like,
wow.
Like, free haircuts, free all, like, so being able to capture, like, some real, you know, that's fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes you feel good.
Well, man.
Shout out Shake and the J Academy.
Hey, let's do this for them. But, you know, with that, I appreciate you coming on, brother.
I appreciate you inviting me, bro.
Man, this, like,
I love a podcast. I was telling you yesterday.
Yeah.
People be trying to have me on the podcast, and they just magically disappear. I don't like that cap stuff, so I appreciate a good podcast. You know, let's get you the clap.
Yeah. But this is the one. This is the question.
Uh-oh.
This is the one we always work up to.
Gulp.
Gulp. But what advice would you give to our youth out here aspiring to be a photographer or a creative?
Be consistent, don't give up, and don't be scared to talk to anybody, because you never know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Example, I was in Los Angeles. I was shooting a writing camp for a label, and I'm in the studio just all day with this guy. I'm just, we're talking all day. I'm shooting pics. He's doing whatever he's doing. I'm thinking he's just the studio guy. Turns out he's the president of the label. And he met me on, like, some super organic energy.
Yeah.
And we're locked in so heavy now.
Yeah.
And, like, if I would have known who that was, I would have been on some more professionalism.
Yeah.
I would have been, like, a little more nervous. But I was just 100,000% myself and, like, talking to him. And that's what I mean. Don't never know who you're talking to.
Damn.
So, well, and that created a 10 more jobs.
So be more organic, be real, be consistent.
Yourself. Be yourself. Be consistent.
Man, well, I appreciate the words. I appreciate you taking your time out.
For sure.
I appreciate you inviting me into the Wave Factory.
Anytime.
And, man, we got more coming out of this.
Yes, sir. I hope to see you back.
Hey, we will be back. But, again, I appreciate you. I'm inspired by your drive, your ambition. We definitely going to stay locked in, brother.
Yes, sir. Ain't no switching up.
So with that being said, spearhead out.